bucket.
Call it
they
a
can put ashes in. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a different name for, would you have a different name for the container that you go out to the coal pile to bring stuff, some into the house?
Oh, you talking about a scooter you stole coal in. I was thinking about taking up the ashes out the fireplace, you know, but...
You call the thing that sits by the fireplace a scooter, too?
That's right. You see, these things you talking about, they use coal for wood. They didn't tote in wood. But you have a bucket they call the ash bucket to take up ashes in. Like that, I have to take up ashes out of my fireplace.
Was a scooter round, or how was it shaped?
It was kind of shaped with a spout to it like this, you know, where you could pull the stuff out. Just hold it up over the fire and shake it in like you wanted. It wasn't round. It had a, made kind of with a spout to it, one side of it, so you could turn
it. Down. And then a little thing, hold it with your bell and...
Catch the bell and catch in the side of it and shake the stuff out.
Hook back gate to put your finger in and pull it out.
What you use wood, I ain't got
it. I didn't know what that lady was talking about, why they use
it. Now we use it.
She said, you don't come back down here and I, you know what I'm going to get you? I said, what? I'm going to get you a scooter. I said, I don't need no scooter. I can't scooter. I didn't know.
What do you call that, the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney, Daryl?
Pipe.
Just pipe?
Stove pipe.
Is there any difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
That's right. See, the flue is on top of the house. That's them bricks.
Oh. What do you call something that you might use out in the yard for yard work that has a small wheel in the front? Two long handles and carry stuff.
Long mower.
A long mower?
Which you cut grass with.
Well, this isn't something that you cut grass, but you might put cement or a bag or something in it and just haul it, you know? It's got a
wheel bar.
Yeah, yeah. You ever use those?
I used to have them.
What would you call something that you would use for sharpening a scythe? Something that you would sharpen.
A file,
or it might be a little around something that you could.
A rock, wet rock.
Wet rock.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a grinding stone you talking about, which you sharpen axes and things. It's round.
But something like this would kind of put a fire
that's
edge
right.
on it.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call? You know, you said that. You don't use wagons and buggies anymore. People today use what to get around in?
Trucks.
Trucks and cars, yeah. Have you ever heard a car called anything else?
Never had.
You know, if you might have a hinge on your door squeaking there, you might say you need to do what to get rid of
grease.
That greasing? And if you're greasing the thing and you got that stuff all over your hands, you say you got your hands what?
Greasing.
Yeah. That's a mess, isn't it?
That's right.
Let's
see. Hands getting smutty, greasy.
Uh-huh.
It made me remind me of a white fella was telling me about it. The preacher had a holy roll meeting. They rolled in the church, you know.
Yeah.
Blew the light out and rolled. And said, there's a woman bragging on the preacher. And another white lady said, I'm going to let you know what kind of preacher you got. And she taken herself and smuddied it. Good, her legs and put.